The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 600.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I hope you're having a fine day. I know I am, and I want to say thank you so much for getting the word out about this podcast to your friends and your business associates. You know, you're pretty awesome. You know, if you share this with just one person, it makes such a huge difference and it doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you so much. So are you wondering how to handle communication during these quote unquote crazy times? I mean, how many times have you heard people say, these are crazy times? Well, I can imagine that you are. And so was one of our listeners. We had somebody write in who said, in short, kind of the short version of what she wrote, COVID is happening. There's craziness around. I've got two problems. One, I wonder if it's weird if I'm emailing my followers and not talking about it. And two, will people even buy my stuff when it seems so frivolous during these times? And this is really valid. And so I thought what I would do is start out by telling you a little bit about something that happened to me recently, something that came on my radar that I noticed. And then I'm going to give you kind of three thinking points on this subject. So here's what happened. I go through my mail, and I don't let too much into my inbox anymore these days, but one of the things I have been reading on a consistent basis is a newsletter from this group that puts together boxes of stuff to ship out for apothecary and medicinal herbs and foraging. And so it's kind of like an herbal medicine cabinet kind of a newsletter. This has been kind of a side hobby for me for a while now, just identifying plants and figuring out the best way to preserve them and which ones are good medicinally and all of this. So this newsletter came in, and the woman who writes it, she was talking about this latest box they had available for shipment. And she was oohing and aahing about all of the stuff in the email. Oh my gosh, these little dried flowers, they were just heavenly and they smelled like this. And the little jars that were coming, they looked like this. And here's why they were so fantastic and how they sealed so well. And the little booklet that was coming, why it was one of her favorites. And she was going through each and every item just with sheer enthusiasm about the finds that she had found for her box that she wanted people to buy. And I was reading through the whole newsletter, top to bottom, read the whole thing. And I thought, you know, this is probably somebody who has been affected by COVID. I'm sure she's probably had supply problems, or she's had issues with getting packaging, or maybe stuff getting out. And yet the entire newsletter, not one mention of it. All you could feel from that newsletter was her sheer enthusiasm and joy for what she was offering. And it drew you in, you know, it was really refreshing and really fun. And I enjoyed reading every single word. I don't even think I bought the box, but I give her kudos for putting it out there because it would entice you to do it. And so here are kind of three talking points to think of just in your day-to-day life and in your day-to-day business when communicating with your people. So the first thing is, remember that the only world that exists is the one you create. You're creating your day-to-day life. You're creating your world, based on how you focus. However you focus during the days, this is the life that you create. This is the emotions that you create. This is the world that you create. Nothing happens outside of your focus, whatever you're focused on. Now, you might say, yes, but Dana, I want to help the world by solving a problem or solving some problems. And yes, do that. We all like to be powerful forces in the world that helps us evolve to the next stage and all of that good stuff. There's nothing wrong with having that desire. And you can choose to focus on anything you want to choose to focus on. Anything that makes you happy and anything that brings you happiness, anything that brings you joy, anything that brings you fulfillment, anything that helps you feel like you are living your passion in this world, that is awesome. Focus on all of that. However, don't discount that whatever you're doing, if it brings you joy, it doesn't have to be in the trenches or the mucky muck. I once heard a really good interview with Robert De Niro. And he was talking about how he had kind of looking back on his life and saying maybe he should have done something more meaningful. Like, would his life have been better spent if he had been an emergency room nurse? You know, if he had worked in a spiritual capacity, or if he had been on the front lines helping some kind of disease or charity cause or something like that. And he said, you know, I finally just decided that my gifts were well used because I was able to provide entertainment and help people escape their day-to-day life. I was able to help people enjoy for just an hour, maybe come 2 hours, watch a movie, or an hour during an interview or whatever it is, and they were able to escape their day-to-day lives. And so my life was well spent. My time was well spent. I provided entertainment. And so don't discount the difference you make in the world, even if you're not on the so-called front lines. Even your example of living a joyous life provides hope for so many. You know, it shows people that, yeah, you can just be happy in all times. So then that leads me to talking point two, which is do the quote-unquote work. And what's the work? In the Train Your Brain sandbox, the work is staying positive. The work is feeling good. The work is keeping our own brains in check. The work is not letting ourselves get sucked in to the madness of stories that are out there that make us feel bad. How do you know what to focus on? Focus on the things, on the stories, on the ideas that feel good. This doesn't mean putting your head in the sand. It means painting a vision for the way you want the world to be. Holding the vision for the way you see the world becoming. Holding the hope when others can't. Staying in a positive vibration. And the way we do that is we train our own brains. One of the freebies I can provide for you here, because it'll just give you a place to focus every day, because sometimes that's all we need is like a reminder every day and something to focus, is you can grab our daily mantra. And at danawild.com/mantra, and every day you get it delivered to your inbox, and it just gives you that one little hit every day of 5 seconds of like, yes, that's right. I'm a brain trainer. Here is a positive mantra. Remind myself I'm positive. Focus on this mantra or something else. So check it out at danawild.com/mantra and do the work, or as we like to call it, the play. Do the play. The play called Feeling Good, Keeping My Own Brain Right, Keeping My Own Thoughts Right, Keeping My Own Emotion Right, Opening Myself Up to the Hope and Beyond that is out in the world. And then the third talking point that I want to cover is just have some trust that your people like how you show up in the world. You know, I go through this one a lot too, where this need for external validation. And so it's not like any of us are immune to it. We want to put stuff out that's of value. We want to put stuff out that's going to be uplifting or help people, to give them something to think about or feel good. And you want to go like, oh my gosh, like me, I hope you like me, right? And then you think like, should I be talking about COVID? Should I be diving into the deeper issues? You know, and I try to really hold what Robert De Niro said to heart, that he was doing what he was best at. And each and every one of us, we have a certain set of gifts or ideas or inclinations or propensities. And that's how we should continue to show up in the world. Trust that your people like how you show up in the world. The person who sent me the apothecary email, she wasn't apologizing that she was in these crazy times so delighted about little dried flowers. She didn't have to preface it by saying, oh, I know I'm being so silly talking about little dried flowers. She just did it. She just talked with sheer joy about what she had to offer. And that's what each and every one of us can do on a consistent basis, is just find our joy and spread it to the world, and know that those people who want to be entertained are going to show up. Those people who want to watch a Robert De Niro movie are going to do that escape for 2 hours, and they're going to be really happy watching him and his gifts. And likewise with what you have to offer. Your tribe likes how you show up in the world, so just trust that. That is the 3-point recipe for moving forward and just creating your own world, creating your own life, creating your own day-to-day existence, being yourself and living at your highest and living at your happiness. So I want to tell you that this whole little apothecary journey I've been on has really been fun, because it's given me some teaching lessons about how to show up in the world and use your natural gifts, or how to discover what your natural gifts are, or how to discover what kind of propensities you have. And so next episode, join me, because I'm going to talk about what I learned from building my apothecary cabinet. Ooh, secrets. I will tell you all about it next time. And in the meantime, you know that you are showing up as the best you. And we love who you are, and we love having you in this sandbox. And so just keep being you and being happy and being the brain trainer that you are.
I'm excited! I mean, like, every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me one if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like, taboo, Dana, like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.